palsy isn't good enough, and this is coming from members of staff itself who are contacting me and saying that they're being sent for tests due to their closeness to someone who's contracted COVID and are being told that they have to come back to work before the test results have been processed. And I think that there's bordering on recklessness. I think that with the hospital and the situation that it finds itself in at the minute, with multiple cases of COVID amongst staff and patients, different wards within the hospital have had to be closed and deep cleaned. And indeed, just this last couple of days, the records department has also had an outbreak of COVID, resulting in members of staff out and self-isolating, and a deep clean having to take place there. The Regional Health Forum meeting, I asked the chairperson, did he think that was a right or wrong policy? But it's obviously leading to some problems within Letterkenny University Hospital.
Now, Tony Canavan did say to you yesterday, as part of those comments, that the right decisions are made in the best interests of the patients at the hospital. And he also said that it will take time to eradicate the virus from the hospital. But what's your take on that?
I would imagine that if you bring people who are maybe suspect or close to someone who's had COVID back into work before the test results are known, you are going to run the risk of increased COVID infection. The situation is this. We have 41 people, as of yesterday, in Letterkenny University Hospital with COVID. A lot of them are patients who went into the hospital without COVID for other procedures and contracted it in there. And we must investigate, how did that happen? The fact that it is running through the hospital and it's not in one department, but it seems to be spreading right throughout the hospital, is an issue of concern, not just for me, but for the staff. And I think the hospital needs to look at its policies again in regards to testing.